Hi, my name's Chris J. I'm a 14-year senior counselor here at AAA Camp, and I'd like to introduce you to a couple of pretty extraordinary people.
Hi, this is Jessica. This is my 8th summer at AAA Camp, and I'm currently in 1EB.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I've been going to AAA Camp for 9 summers, and this year I'm in 1EB.
Now, the reason why I'm using the term extraordinary is because these two girls chose to use one of their camp days to go to Camp Sunshine in hopes to giving back to their community. When Jessica arrived, she was paired with a young 3-year-old boy named Cole. I asked her to describe what it was like to meet Cole for the first time.
I was playing with 2 other kids in the corner of this little playhouse in the middle of the playroom, in the corner actually, and he walked over to me with a basketball and asked me if we wanted to play basketball together.
So what kind of things did you guys do together?
After we played basketball inside for a little bit, we went outside to the sandbox, and I would have this little yellow cup that I would bury for him and make him find it as a treasure. And he picked up the shovel from the corner, and the whole goal was for him to dig for the treasure and find it. Every time he found this little yellow cup, this teacup, he would do his little dance and scream, oh yeah, in his southern accent, which was adorable and awesome to see.
So when the day was over, was it difficult to say goodbye?
Definitely tough, but his smile was contagious and lit up the room, and his energy and positivity was inspiring, as I can't even imagine what it would be like to be in his position, in his family's position, and it was inspiring to see his energy and positivity, and just leaving on that note was just incredible.
So Allie, I want to ask you a question now, which is, why do you think it's so important for a place like Camp Sunshine to exist?
For these kids who lose a lot of their childhood to time in hospitals or time at the doctors, or just, you know, stressful, kind of this stressful attention in their families, and it's important to give them a place where they can be free from all of that and not have to think about, you know, when their next doctor appointment is or, you know, what shot they have to get next. It's a really nice place for them to just have fun and kind of gain back the time they lost to the hospital or the doctor's office.
But this isn't the first time you've volunteered at Camp Sunshine, correct?
Before I came to camp this summer, I worked at Camp Sunshine for 5 days, and then recently I went back with Trip Lake and we spent about half a day there. And reflecting on my experiences, which had similarities but were both different due to the length of time I spent there, I noticed that no matter the length of time and no matter, you know, the age of the children you play with, saying goodbye to them is at the end is always tough, because you don't know what's in their future and you don't know if you'll ever get to see them again. But in the end of the day, it's really nice to know that they've had this experience. You've shared this experience with them, and you've got to see that they have had, you know, some time in a place that accepts them for who they are despite their illnesses.